A bond proposition on Tuesday's ballot includes big money for the Haines Harbor. And when sanding snowy roads is not a good idea. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. In addition to all candidates on the upcoming November 6 ballot, voters will decide two questions, Bond Proposition A and Ballot Measure 1. Proposition A asks voters whether they want to approve up to $453 million in state general obligation bonds for various transportation projects. Most of the projects are in the more populated areas of the state. The largest includes a $50 million expansion for the Port of Anchorage, $50 million to reconstruct parts of the Glen Highway near Anchorage, and $30 million for the Port McKenzie Rail Extension in the Matsu Borough. There are no Skagway projects on the list, but the Haines Borough is banking on the bond for $15 million toward Haines Harbor improvements and south expansion. Haines Borough Manager Mark Ernest said the money will primarily be used for a bulk of the harbor work, including new breakwater and dredging. The complete project also includes a new boat ramp, a drive-down float, additional boat slips, and shore and parking improvements. Ernest said the $15 million in the bond is necessary for the project to move forward.
Without that funding, we don't have enough currently to do really much construction at all.
Some geotechnical work and upland surveys have already been completed or are underway. Those parts of the project were funded with $4.5 million from the state legislature last year. The Haines Port is just one of several port and harbor projects included on the bond. It also includes more than $254 million for state road projects, some of which are in the Juneau area. Also on the state ballot is Measure 1, asking voters whether they want a constitutional convention to review and potentially revise Alaska's constitution. Every 10 years, the same question appears on the ballot as required by the Alaska Constitution. Each time since 1972, voters have said no. The League of Women Voters of Alaska opposes the measure, arguing it is unnecessary and costly and that the state has an effective amendment process for needed changes. But former Attorney General John Havelock has written in support of the measure, saying a convention would allow certain issues to be included in the state constitution that aren't now, like the permanent fund, education, and large construction projects. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday evening. At the meeting, the Assembly will discuss and vote on a contract for an interim municipal manager. Manager Tom Smith is officially on administrative leave until his contract expires at the end of the year. At the last Assembly meeting, Mayor Stan Selmer requested the city ask former Skagway manager Tom Healy to assist in an interim capacity for about 60 days until the position is filled permanently. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch is serving as acting manager until Healy's contract is approved. In the proposed contract, Healy would start work on November 8th and be paid $3,000 a week, but no employee benefits. He will be provided housing in Skagway and up to $2,500 in traveling expenses to and from Skagway. Mayor Selmer indicated at the last Assembly meeting that Healy would be traveling to Skagway from Maine. The municipality is already paying for housing previously occupied by Smith, which will likely be able to be used for Healy's time in Skagway. Healy served as city manager from 1986 until 1992. He indicated to the mayor he was not interested in applying for the permanent manager position. The Assembly is also discussing an ordinance that would allow the municipality to exempt Skagway Traditional Council from paying property tax on certain properties, which may eventually result in payments in lieu of taxes on properties. Another ordinance would allot forest receipts funding to a Skagway School District special revenue account. The funds have piled up over the last several years, and the Skagway School Board proposes using them for a multidisciplinary teacher for 5 years. Another ordinance would expand the sales tax holiday to include services and rents. The Assembly each year approves a sales tax holiday between October or November and the end of March. But the current code specifies the tax holiday is only for retail sales. At the last meeting, the Assembly expressed interest in expanding the tax relief to services and rents as well. The Assembly will also hear an update on the Gateway Project. The agenda has an executive session scheduled to discuss White Pass negotiations and an ORDOC condition survey, an Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority lease negotiation, and a Department of Natural Resources municipal entitlement lawsuit. The Assembly meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Alaska's ferry system has made a few schedule changes to make up for missed stops in Southeast this week following mechanical problems on two state ferries. The 38-year-old LeConte is back in service after an electrical problem forced it to stay tied up in Juneau for a day and a half earlier this week. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says a scheduled sailing was canceled Monday and another one changed on Tuesday.
Normally, the ferry runs to Hoonah and back to Juneau on Mondays and then the Gustavus and back on Tuesdays. Because of the cancellation on Monday, we try to fit in a Gustavus-Hoonah-Juneau triangle trip that wasn't able to make it because they just couldn't get the repairs of the electrical done in time. There was a large traffic demand out of Hoonah, and so we had to cancel the Gustavus trip and get the ferry to Hoonah and back yesterday afternoon.
The LeConte was sailing to Lynn Canal communities on Wednesday, and then it will do separate trips from the capital city to Gustavus and Hoonah on Thursday. Also, the state ferry Taku was tied up in Ketchikan Wednesday as the Marine Highway System works to figure out how to fix a steering problem. The 49-year-old vessel suffered a failure of a hydraulic ram that controls one of the ship's two rudders as it sailed into Petersburg on Monday morning. Ferry officials are hoping the steering problem will be fixed in time for the Taku to sail out of Ketchikan northbound on Friday evening. The mechanical problem forced the Marine Highway to cancel sailings through Friday, impacting passengers bound for Wrangell and Prince Rupert this week. To make up for those cancellations, Woodrow says the ferry Kennecott will be adding stops this weekend. Passengers can find more information on schedule changes toll-free at 800-642-0066 or online at dot.state.ak.us. It happens every year. The first snowfall comes, bringing fender benders and curse words at slippery hills. Haines and Skagway both received substantial snowfall on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Haines police blotter included several calls of residents complaining of slippery roads and icy conditions with a disclaimer that policy is not to lay sand if it is actively snowing. Haynesboro Public Works Facility Director Carlos Jimenez puts it this way.
That would be a waste of taxpayer dollars. It really would, because if you're in the middle of a snowstorm trying to sand, all that's going to happen when we plow is that sand's going to disappear.
Jimenez also notes the borough is down a sanding truck right now. The borough is in the process of finding another sanding truck to purchase. Jimenez also requests that residents abide by the snow signs posted on streets to help with plowing. The borough maintains most streets in the area, but just a reminder that some roads in Haines and Skagway fall to the State Department of Transportation to plow, sand, and maintain. And of course, Wednesday is or was Halloween. We had a special submission on Wednesday, a spooky mystery radio story. This feature was created by Mike Swayze of Skagway and his nieces Addison and Avery.
And now, Addison and Uncle Mike, Private Detectives, with your host, Avery Bow. Today's episode is the case of the mysterious ooze. The other day, my dad came home from work and went to get an apple cider from the fridge. When he opened the door to the fridge, he slipped and fell right on his big old bottom. He said something I couldn't dare repeat here and went straight to bed, all the while muttering, "What is that mysterious ooze? We've got to get someone to figure it out. This is clearly a job for Addison and Uncle Mike, Private Detectives."
I'm Detective Addison.
And I'm Detective Uncle Mike.
And together,
we're private detectives.
My dad loves his apple cider, but it turns out he doesn't like slipping on mysterious oozes. We had to get to the big old bottom of this mystery.
We started our investigation in the garage.
Yeah, Uncle Mike, that didn't get us very far, did it?
Nope, no idea why we started it there. It seems obvious now the problem was in the refrigerator.
Or at least that's what we thought.
We opened the fridge and found... dun, 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 nothing.
That's right, Uncle Mike. It was perfectly clean. No ooze at all.
We were stumped.
We poked our faces under the fridge and found a big red ooze all over the floor.
What was that ooze?
We had to do some testing.
First, the sniff test. It smelled like old jelly.
Then the sticky test. It was stickier than a tub of goop.
Next, the taste test. But neither Addison or I wanted to taste it, so we asked Avery Bo.
No way, Jose!
So we skipped that test.
The color of the ooze resembled a bloody goo.
Bright red and real sticky, like goblin blood.
What could it be? Halloween is right around the corner. Could it be something sinister? This house is a little creepy.
Are we in grave danger?
What's that noise coming from the other room?
That's just Dad watching football.
Well, you two, what's the prognosis?
Well, Avery Bo, turns out somebody brought home cherry-flavored popsicles.
And one of them didn't make it into the freezer.
That's right. We found a wrapper and a popsicle stick stuck under the fridge.
And the case of the mysterious ooze is solved. Tune in next time when we figure out the mystery of the missing mutton.
That was a special holiday radio story produced by Mike Swayze of Skagway and his nieces Addison and Avery. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Jovic Nikki and Lila Carey for their help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.